Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 27th day of April. And Sam, I thought this was kind of appropriate for a couple different reasons. You walk into the quarterback room at first day when Falcons get to training camp, you look at the people in there and you go, ah, oh, there's an odd couple right there. And also, it would have been Jack Klugman's birthday. And okay. I know that Arch was a fan of that show growing up. At least I'm sticking my neck out and assuming he was. But the odd couple from back in the day threw that out there. But it's got you thinking about these quarterbacks the Falcons now have in the room. As we welcome David Archer in this morning. Man, it's been a while since we've talked to you. How have you been, Arch?
My guys, good to be with Greg and Sam. Yeah, Jack Klugman and Tony Randall.
Yeah,
how about
man.
That? Yeah,
no.
There you go.
I knew he watched the show. But again, just off the top, sort of tongue in cheek, it might conjure up what we got in the quarterback room after what happened Thursday night.
Yeah, I know there was a lot of surprise, and I was surprised as well. So I'm not going to say that I knew I was completely glued in on what we were going to do there. I thought that what the Falcons had done in free agency kind of freed them up to be able to do kind of whatever they wanted to. I know that a lot of people, the prognosticators, the armchair GMs said, there's a lot of them out there, by the way, thought that Atlanta would go defense there in the first round. But Michael Penix, it was the pick that came off the board. This is a guy, and I know you guys have probably talked at length about it, and there's been some evaluation now post-draft, post-selection of Penix as to how he fits. When you look at quarterback play, and you guys have watched the game a good bit and stuff, and I know Sammy was with us on the sideline and stuff and during Falcon Radio through the years, quarterback play is generally made on time. You generally play the game on time. And when we get caught up in the impromptu part of the game or the off-schedule parts of the game, what we saw with Michael Vick here in Atlanta, and we see with Mahomes where he kind of flies by the seat of his pants. But for the most part, and I'd say 75% of the time, maybe more than that, the game is played on time. And by that I mean you three-step drop ball comes out, five-step drop ball comes out. Go back and look at Matt Ryan. We've been celebrating Matt Ryan over the last week or so, and Matt's, you know, his departure from the game and retirement here and celebrating him. Go back and look at his first pass. His first pass is a five-step seam post to Michael Jenkins for a 62-yard touchdown. Yeah. That's the way the game is played majority of the time. No one in the draft plays the game on schedule and on time the way Michael Penix does. The ball comes out. He understands. And the key word that Raheem has used with Kirk Cousins, and you can use it with this guy because of his experience in college and how much they threw over the last couple of years at Washington, is his ability to process what's going on. pre-snap, and then once post-snap, once his first two steps happen, you're confirming what you thought you saw pre-snap, and now you got to get the ball out. And that's what he does. He gets the ball out. He puts guys up to bat. How many times have you seen Adunze get put up to bat on 50-50 balls? Oh, by the way, he just happens to have a 50-50 monster in Drake London lined up outside that he's going to be able to throw the football to. So there's so much that fits with Michael Penix here that I think everybody overlooked about his ability to play on time and the way they want to play here.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Always great to have this guy in the house with us, Dave Archer. And he is social. You can always find him at ArcherQB16 at ArcherQB16. The thought process that went into this, and Arch, I'm thinking about the fact that this was a draft class that was heavy at quarterbacks. There's still some quality quarterbacks that are out there to be taken in the draft today. But that, and also something that our listeners have pointed out this morning, the fact that the Falcons don't know what type of penalty there may be for the tampering. You feel like they may be making this move at this time?
I think all the variables, Sam, probably come into play. Yeah, we're not sure as to what that's going to look like, and I think they're picking at hairs a little bit with this tampering deal. But anyway, I don't want to dive into that. But yeah, you they're all the variables that are attached to what's the draft look like at quarterback next year? What's the draft potentially look like in 2 years? If you feel like Kirk is going to be your guy for a couple seasons, I think that all that factored in. And plus, Terry said it, they plan on winning games. They're planning on not drafting in the top 10, not in the top 20. They plan to be in that later 20s, maybe even into the 30s over the next couple years. And so that, the access to one of those guys would be really expensive to try to move up and get him, one. And two, you're just not going to have maybe the draft. You might not have the draft capital to use to spend. So all of a sudden you get the best passer available in the draft. And now I get it. There's a chance he may not help you for the next season or two, but he's also going to have a chance to work behind a guy. And anybody that watched that Netflix, and I came away stunned. I knew Kirk Cousins some and knew what he was about, but you watch that Netflix program about quarterback, the quarterback thing. He came across as unbelievably prepared player, and now Penix, who's already kind of that guy anyway, now he's going to get a guy to be able to be around and prepare to get ready to play. I just think it's a win-win when you begin to digest it over the 48 hours we had a chance to look at it.
Hey, David, how do you feel about your position and how the players that are coming out of college now are so much readier for the NFL than in years past? How, like a C.J. Stroud coming out, say about the college quarterback and the college, players, period, coming into the league?
Well, Greg, I think it even takes it deeper than that. I think you need to start pat there at the high school level. I mean, Sam sees a bunch of those guys. He follows those guys around, and they do. You guys do shows about some of the high school stuff that goes on here in Georgia, which is one of the preeminent states in the country as far as putting out high school talent. I think it says a lot about those guys, the high school football coaches, and what they're doing to try to learn what's going on at the highest level in the NFL, what's going on at the college level, and they're implementing that stuff in high school. I go to school games that I get a chance to go see, and I'm stunned at some of the intricacies that they're running, spread offenses and all that they're doing, route combinations and quarterbacks reading it out and making good decisions. So, it says a lot about the college coaches and their continued development of the player. But I probably would put the hat on the guys that are at the high school level.
Talking with Dave Archer of Falcons Broadcasting, he and, of course, Wes Durham, always on the call. And they were there Wednesday night. Big crowd came out for the Falcons draft party at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Since that time, they did go for defense in the second and third round. You feel like they got some guys that are going to be able to help instantly and have that kind of impact that you want from somebody you get early in the draft?
Yeah, no question about it. Ruka Roro is going to be a guy that is going to step in and be immediately a rotational guy in that interior. I think he's a disruptor. I know there's not a lot of stats to hang your hat on when you start talking about, a guy that's an interior defensive lineman. A lot of those guys, their stats are stunted a little bit, and we see a little bit more of the numbers attached to edge players. And Braylon Trice is one of those guys that racked up some of those, when you start talking about playing in the other team's backfield. The thing I like about Trice is his he's a relentless dude. I mean, this guy's got a motor that just continues to run. If he's double teamed, somehow he continues to fight off that, and he's going to continue to play. Now, the interesting thing about him, guys, is he was listed at Washington at about 270, and he went to the combine at about 245, 250. So it's interesting there. I don't know whether it was just a typo, somebody screwed something up in the SID office at Washington or what, but he did draw. He worked his rear end off, obviously, literally, to get to the combine to actually perform well at the combine. But I think he's a guy that immediately comes in and is immediately playing. He may be an immediate starter. I think this is a guy that was at worst probably. And again, I don't want to get into the prognostications, but so many people are wrong about that stuff and where guys are supposed to go. But this is a guy that was highly regarded. There were some. I did a thing for AtlantaFalcons.com that I featured some of the guys that I thought were the top five defensive ends. Trice was one of them. He was one of the guys I had in my top five. So this guy you get in the third round, what a steal there. But Aurora is a guy that I think is going to fit in perfectly. He's got an unbelievably good leader in Grady Jarrett, who came from the same college. He's fired up to be here. And so I think he's going to be a difference maker from a disruptive standpoint and a rotational guy. Because remember, we got beat up at the defensive tackle position last year. Yeah. We got down to where we just had a couple guys left. We had a couple guys playing that were coming off the street. And now you got Onyemata, you got Aurora, you got Grady Jarrett, you got Taquan Graham. There's some nice rotational guys in there that can stay fresh and get after people.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. You know, Sam, we haven't had a chance to talk to David since the rule changes and some of the things that have happened within the NFL. So I want to get your thoughts on everything from the kickoff and how that's changed to the Guardian helmets we found out they're going to be allowed to wear.
Yeah, the kickoff is interesting, right, guys? We're trying to keep some of the semblances of what special teams are, but we're trying to safeguard the players. And based on what they've done, and this is kind of a combination of some of the other leagues that have put things in place. And if you haven't seen it, and some of your listeners, if they haven't seen it, you're going to have to look it up because it's too convoluted to try to explain what's going on. But essentially, the coverage unit and the team that's going to be returning, their front lines are about 5 yards apart to minimize the collisions. And then where you field the ball and how that turns out, it's going to lend itself to returns. And I think that's what they wanted. They wanted the big play return back into kickoff returns. And I think that you're going to see some of that. And Atlanta's going to have to – I don't know if Avery Williams is going to be ready to go. He certainly sat out last year. We're going to have to – you're going to have to find some guys that can return kicks because I think it's going to be a big deal as to where you end up with the football if you do, in fact, return it. So that'll be something. I haven't looked into the helmet thing very closely yet, Greg, so I'm not sure as to how that's going to affect the game and what that's going to do. But you're just looking at protection, I think, is the main thing for all the players.
But, you know, the funny thing is, Sam, and I'll let you jump in here real quick, everything that you just said is about protection. Yet the other side of that is adds to the argument of the other people when the league says, yeah, we're still considering going to 18 games. So that's more hitting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
well, you're going to play. Now, your front liners aren't going to play as many games if you have three preseason games, but you're still playing. There's still going to be 18, or there's still going to be 20 games on a schedule, right? And so you're going to play 18 regular season games as opposed to 17 regular season games. There's no question about it. The thing that I think that is more lines of what the players are looking at is how many times you have to play a short week. Greg, as many games as you're going to play, sure. If you're going to add another game to the roster, now a lot of players will say, yeah, that's fine. You're going to add a little bit more money to my contract because I'm playing more regular season games. But the actuality of playing on a Sunday and then playing a Thursday, those are ones that probably are magnified more for the player from a worry standpoint and a safety standpoint for them.
Yeah. Arch, but we're going to start back up here at noon. Falcons with five more selections. What's the priority today?
Well, my guy, if they can get my guy from Iowa State, TJ Tampa, I can't believe he's still on the board.
Yeah,
I thought he would be one of the first corners off the board on the second day, and he's still sitting there. Now he didn't run probably as fast as he really is. He's got a lot of versatility. He can play off. He can play press. He's got long arms. I guess the top end speed is the one thing that's potentially you know, pushing him down a little bit. But I think he would be a steal now as you get into the fourth round. So, yeah, I'm looking at whatever corners are still left on the board. I still don't think you shy away from some of the guys. There's still a couple of guys that can rush the passer. They're still on the board. It never hurts to get offensive line help. And then, of course, the receiver core is really deep. There's still some really good. But look at a guy like Javon Baker out of Central Florida. Outstanding player. He's a guy that was highly productive down there for Gus Malzahn. He's a guy that's still on the board. So I think all of that is still in the offing, guys, for this afternoon.
Going to go out there and hit him sometime soon? How's your golf game looking these days?
Yeah, the golf game hadn't been good, Greg. I have not played. Had a little bit of a back issue, so I've stayed away from that. Of course, as soon as I say I had a back issue, I just put 50 bags of mulch down in my backyard. So I guess I got to figure out. I got to figure out what my priorities are, Greg. I mean, come on.
I feel you with that, man. David, don't be a stranger, man. We got to talk to you more often. And thank you for getting up and joining us today.
Thanks
and
so much,
adding,
Arch.
Some perspective of what we all saw on Thursday night.
Always great to be with you guys and appreciate what you guys do. You do a really good job of keeping the fan informed here in Atlanta. Appreciate you.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
Always great to have Arch.
Yeah, we're going to wrap things up, turn things over to John Fricke, top of the hour, but we got to talk about these. Well, we kind of slept on the playoffs here, but the Braves, we got a couple top teams playing here, and they're like an afterthought. They shouldn't be. So let's wrap the show talking about these Braves and where they're going up against the Guardians. They got the best two records in baseball, and hopefully they can get a win today, too. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.